A warning to our listeners before continuing, we want to let you know this episode includes graphic details of an investigation involving child abuse. Coming up.
Disturbing testimony out of Lycoming County today inside what the district attorney called a trailer of horrors.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Four people are behind bars in Pennsylvania following the discovery last year of two children buried in the backyard of a home.
We're learning more about the discovery of human remains over the weekend. We now know they were two little girls.
The conditions which, unfortunately, these two beautiful little girls were subjected to prior to their death is some of the worst, I think, that I have ever seen by far.
The mother of the two children and her partner are facing homicide charges in the case.
The death penalty will be pursued against Marie Snyder and Echo Butler.
And just last week, during a preliminary hearing, the mother turned against her girlfriend in court.
Why didn't you leave?
Do you have anything you'd like to say at all to anybody?
Do you think you're a good mom?
I'm joined by Nikki Kreis, reporter at WNEP in Pennsylvania. Nikki, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Nikki, we'll get into the details of this case. I have to say we cover so many cases here, but this one involving two young children left in horrific conditions, it's just really tough to even talk about.
It really is. You know, I've covered a lot of stories over the years as a reporter, and I would have to say this is definitely the worst one.
So, Nikki, I know that recently you covered a hearing. It's a preliminary hearing. There are a number of people charged in this case, but tell us, maybe we'll back up and give our listeners an idea of when this all came to a head, when arrests were made and when authorities found out about what happened.
So there's four people charged in connection with this case. So it's kind of confusing, but I'll try to sum it up for you. So Marie Snyder and Echo Butler are, I guess you want to say, the two main players here. Marie Snyder is the children's mother, and Echo Butler is Marie's girlfriend. Now, Echo's mother, Michelle, is also charged in the case, and Echo's father, Ron, is also charged in the case. Now, Marie and Echo were both arrested in early November, and this was after Children and Youth had come in September to do a welfare check on Marie's 7-year-old son for not receiving a proper education. And she was also asking about Marie's daughters, which, you know, of course, the girls were not at the home. The search warrant was issued, leading to what happened next.
Right. And what happens next is just truly horrific. Before we get to that, tell us, where is this happening? Williamsport, is that correct?
This is Hepburn Township, which is right outside of Williamsport. It's a very rural community. This is a mobile home, and our district attorney actually called it the trailer of horrors and said that this was the most disturbing case that he has ever come across. Now, when investigators came there, they actually found the two little girls' bodies buried in the backyard.
The remains of the two deceased children are being flown to Erie, Pennsylvania this morning to be examined by a forensic anthropologist, and we're going to await further analysis on that. The investigation into the manner of death, the motive, and the timeline of events continues to be explored by the investigators. This is classified as a homicide investigation.
Do we know at this point how they were led to the bodies?
One of them, you know, it was either Echo or Marie was cooperating with police and ended up confessing to burying the bodies in the backyard.
And so the bodies of these two young girls, again, tell us how old they were when they died.
Nicole was 6 years old and Jasmine was 4 years old. And according to the mother, Marie Snyder, Nicole died in 2016 and Jasmine died in 2017. And both of these girls were starved to death.
And according to police and what you've learned so far, they were starved to death. And then there have been other details that have come out, right, about just being kept in horrific conditions.
You know, we did learn a lot from the court paperwork a couple of months ago, but what we really learned about this case came out in last week's preliminary hearing. And that was a hearing for Echo Butler, who is Marie Snyder's girlfriend, and Echo's father, Ron Butler. And we learned so much because Marie Snyder actually testified at this hearing against these two people. And she was on the stand for about an hour and a half, and she really went into a lot of detail about the condition of the home, about the condition that these kids were in, and some of the things that they did to these children. And, you know, she said that basically her girlfriend, Echo, hated her daughters and did not want them there. And she would make the girls stand in the corner for hours from the time they woke up, sometimes throughout the night until the next day. And she would hit them, tie their hands behind their backs with anything that she could find. The younger girl, Jasmine, was sometimes confined to a car seat. When the kids had accidents, she would rub their faces in it. The children were bathed in cold water because Echo said that the children did not deserve hot water. The children were only given about 2 sips of water at a time and about a bite of food. And towards the end of their lives, they were not given any food and water.
And in fact, I understand Nicole was 6, right? Jasmine, 4. You said they weighed just hardly anything for children at that age.
Marie Snyder said in court, she said that Nicole weighed less than 5 pounds at her time of death and Jasmine less than a gallon of milk. And, you know, at that point, I'm sitting there trying to comprehend this. 2 children, you know, how can you weigh less than a gallon of milk at the age of 4?
And this hearing, Nikki, again, it was for Echo, but Marie Snyder, the mother, was there in the house as well. She's testifying against her girlfriend, but she is involved in these dozens of charges against her and Echo and the parents as well, right?
Well, Marie actually faces the same charges as Echo, and Marie was supposed to also have a hearing that day, but Marie decided to waive her hearing that morning, and she ended up on the witness stand. So we're, you know, trying to figure out what exactly was happening with that, because Marie and Echo are both facing the death penalty here. So, you know, there's talk, you know, not official, you know, maybe she is cooperating in connection for that being the death penalty being taken off the table. We don't know that for sure, but that was the chatter in the courtroom.
You mentioned that Butler's parents are also facing charges. Those are lesser, but still very serious charges.
The mother, Michelle Butler, Echo Butler's mother, is facing third-degree murder charges because the investigators are saying that she knew what was going on and she actually helped bury the girls in the backyard. And that while she, you know, didn't have as direct participation as Marie and Echo, she was still involved in everything. And Ron Butler is charged with child endangerment and obstructing. He faces obstruction charges as well. In court last week, his attorney made it sound like he knew nothing about what was going on, though. So I guess we're just going to have to see how that plays out.
And are all 4 behind bars at this point?
Yes.
What's next? More preliminary hearings or we're not really sure at this point, I guess, right?
So all of their charges were bound over to county court. So this moves from the district court level to the county court level. So it could go to trial. They could plead out. We don't know what's going to happen next.
You mentioned that you've been a reporter for a while and covered a lot of cases and just how incredibly awful this one is. And it potentially is the worst one you've covered. The DA prosecutors have said similar statements that this just, there's no comparison.
I've covered so many cases. I've covered so many things. And just listening to these horrible things that Marie was saying in court, you just really can't comprehend the things that she's saying, because these are two little girls that she's talking about. These are her two little girls. And you just feel so terrible.
And other than alluding to or directly saying that Echo hated these two little girls, or I mean, there's no way we can even really discuss why. But as far as Marie, as far as what she said in court, that's more or less her explanation. Did she say anything else along those lines?
She said that Echo hated the girls and didn't want them there. And they wanted them gone. They wanted them to starve. And she could have left, but she didn't want to. She wanted to stay with Echo.
Nikki, you mentioned Marie's son and the reason for that initial welfare check. Do we know how he's doing and anything about how he has survived in this household?
You know, that is one of the unique parts about this case. Marie's son also lived in the home with everybody else, but he was treated a lot differently than the girls. Because Echo really liked Marie's son, he was treated like a king. He got to eat food with everybody else. He got normal amounts of food and water. He was not abused, according to Marie's testimony and according to court paperwork. So he didn't face any of the treatment that Marie's daughters faced.
We'll keep an eye on this case and what happens. Nikki Kreis from WNEP in Pennsylvania, thanks for being here with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Daily Crime, a podcast from Vault Studios. Be sure to check out our other podcasts, including Bardstown, The Officer's Wife, and our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.